The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much again for joining us. I am really excited, and I know I want to talk about this for as long as I can, so I'm going to bring on our guest as soon as possible because we're going to be talking about hormones, all right? And they're actually a myth of no treatment, that perhaps refusing hormones in menopause, the myth that it'll keep you safe. I've got David Rosensweet. He's an MD. He's been in private practice since 1971, so you know he's got experience, and I think that's the best when it comes to knowing what you're talking about. Dr. Rosensweet, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Dr. Lucille. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I want to talk about this in the way, well, I want you to talk about it because you have something called the Target Method. You can find it at thetargetmethod.com. But you are talking about really, and you've also got a book titled, The Target Method, A Woman's Guide to Navigating Menopause. So tell me your take.
Well, menopause comes to half the population on the earth.
Right.
And fundamentally, it's a diminishing of hormones. And we could say that there's aspects of that that is natural, but there's other aspects in which it's been from overstress of that hormonal system. Regardless, the consequences of low estrogen, low progesterone, low androgens, that would be testosterone and DHEA, are very profound. I mean, I remember in medical school a gerontologist telling us, let me tell you what really happens to older people. They lose their muscles, and they get unsteady on their feet, and they fall onto osteoporotic bones. And in women, the elephant in that room is low estrogens and low progesterone, also low androgens and also low thyroid. And one of the things that I've done over the course of my career is test women of all menopausal ages. And I can tell you, older women, the kind, many of whom are having trouble walking and look quite old, boy, their numbers are super low and not compatible with healthy bones, healthy arteries, healthy vagina, bladder problems. When you lose the muscle support of the bladder and also have vaginal changes that take place after the loss of hormones, it's a recipe that ultimately winds up with the adult diapers, the Depends. And having dealt with many women of many ages, I can tell you, women do not like that.
No.
And much prefer to preserve the health of the bladder and the vagina.
Sure.
And not to mention cognitive function. I mean, there's medical studies that show that a certain percentage of brain dysfunction, deterioration, dementia, no matter what name you want to give to it, has a relationship to low estrogen. And, you know, that depends on the specific women. Now, what I've just named is almost universal among elderly women. You know,
sure.
Some women do really much better than others, but it's not like 1 in 10. It's like 8 in 10
wind
up with. So it's almost a guarantee that with low hormones over the course of time, big stuff, things that women do not like, are going to happen.
All right.
Whereas,
so because I want to get to this because you say, simply put, you wouldn't skip your blood pressure medication, so you shouldn't skip your bioidentical hormone treatment, and that's pretty much this bottom line for you. But let's ask these questions because I know that the public has some questions about, like, are hormones dangerous? Exogenous hormones that are you take, are they dangerous? You know, could people get breast or uterine cancer from taking them?
Well, I'm going to make an assertion, because our time is limited, that no one has ever created a cancer from taking natural hormones, same molecule that's in the body, at reasonably low doses. Now, all of us are vulnerable to cancers, and there's a certain type of cancer that is so like the parent glandular cell, the breast glandular cell from which it comes, that it has estrogen receptor sites. And any woman who has the cancer, and it takes 10 to 15 years for a cancer to move from one cell to being able to be felt, any woman who has estrogen receptor sites, there's going to be a more rapid rate of growth of that breast cancer, and picked up earlier very often if she takes estrogen. Now, in the same sense, the likelihood of breast cancer is not that high compared to the surety of arterial issues, bladder issues, etc. So the name of the game is individualize this.
Yeah.
You know, there's some women who are more at risk, they're identifiable. None of us are completely free from risk. I myself am not free from risk.
That's a good point.
In a certain sense, So it's always a risk-benefit analysis.
Sure.
And what I emphasize in teaching doctors this, and that's primarily what the target method, the training course is about, is individualize
mm-hmm.
the best that you can. And my assertion is that with bioidentical hormones, that's the same molecule that's present in a woman's body in low doses because it does not take much. So much of the trouble never came from estrogen, never came from horse urine-derived estrogen. It actually came from a molecule that was linked up with Premarin, the horse urine-derived estrogen, called medroxyprogesterone acetate, or Provera.
Yep.
That's where the slight increase of breast cancer occurred that scared everybody.
Yeah.
So
there's
much.
A lot of misinformation, and I love the things that you're saying, individualize. So because we do have such limited time, what are some of the best sources for more information on hormones that the listeners can go to know more that the risk-benefit ratio really could be in their benefit by using these lovely molecules at the time of menopause?
Well, I love my book. I mean, I wrote a book for women. It's called The Target Method, as you said, A Woman's Guide to Navigating Menopause, and that can be found on our website at thetargetmethod.com. There's a lot of resources out there right now. There's several books that have been written by really excellent people. And, you know, in every community now, especially where you are on the West Coast, there's probably 20 well-schooled physicians in your area
yeah.
that have learned a lot about this. We've trained a couple in the L.A. area, and they can be found on our website as well. But there's many more who can receive very extensive training and have some significant experience through some of the training organizations that have hunkered down on hormones and menopause.
Well, and I love this. I think you've elevated the conversation quite a bit because, you know, you tout achieving the right dose. It does reduce risk and alleviate symptoms. Reduces risk, okay, and alleviate symptoms. I don't think you can ask for a better combination than that, especially because so many women, as you note, are at a risk at this point in time in their life for devastating conditions involving their bones, their bladder.
Can I say one more thing about
sure,
risk?
Please.
The large, humongous study that scared everybody, half the study, the women were on Premarin. That's just the horse urine-derived estrogens alone. Those women had less of a risk of getting breast cancer than women who went untreated. Think about that. They care about estrogen. Even Premarin, they had a lesser risk. The bioidentical scientific studies also show the combination of estrogen and bioidentical progesterone less of a risk than in untreated women. And I love the literature. And anyone who dives deep in it is going to come to the same conclusion, I suggest.
Yes.
Now, it's not like we're risk-free. And, you know, I've practiced long enough to see women with breast cancer, and it's a big deal. But, you know, practicing very, very carefully, are we going to reduce 100% of risk of people getting ill? No. But, you know, all the things that you stand for can go a long way in helping move us out of the risk territory and into a more vital territory and not necessarily be as vulnerable to these really harsh illnesses.
Yes, and alleviate symptoms and also increase optimal health. You know, and I love Dr. Rosensweet that you train physicians because what I've seen, and certainly people that have come to me after seeing a doctor perhaps in Beverly Hills or what have you, it's that cookie cutter mentality. It's not individualization at all. It is one size fits all, one dosage. There's no individual tailoring to it. And then I think that increases the risk, even if we're talking about bioidentical, because sometimes, hey, if it's not working, let's do this. Let's increase the dose. And it becomes sort of a whack-a-mole game. But I have a feeling with the target method that we can really take into consideration the person that we're caring for and that these lovely molecules that we do in our modern day struggle with losing at the time of menopause could be utilized really to create optimal health, at least help and decrease the risk of some of the things that we could run into if not. We've got about 30 seconds. Anything else you want to say?
The name of this game. And, you know, the knowledge base is so much more extensive than it was 50 years ago when that's all we knew how to do. You know,
all
one
right.
dose fits all, but all these years later, oh my God, we can be highly precise with great.
And now we have the target method. Okay, you can find out more at thetargetmethod.com. Thank you so much, sir. This is Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. Thanks so much for joining us.